بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. من سورة قاف، اللہ تعالیٰ شوز تھری ریکوائرمنٹس فار ایکسپٹینس. ون از اللہ، خود آیت تو جی ہاں آزاد ماتو ادون کلی اللہ. وٹ از اللہ؟ کثرت سے آہ اور بکا کرنے والا، مفسرین سے میسورڈ آف استغفار. نو ٹائم ڈز اے فیل پلیز ود ہمسیلف، ویری گڈ فیلز یؤتون ما آتوا وقلوبهم وجلة انهم الى ربهم راجعون. They're doing a lot of things. Generosity, a'mal. وَقُلُوبُهُمْ وَجِلَةٌ. But their hearts find it shun actually. Aisha رضي الله عنها asked the Beast of Lajan, who are these people? The Zanis, Sharabis, who are these people? No. They do all the good, yet they don't feel complacent within themselves. Still feel need to make more istighfar, turn to Allah Ta'ala with repentance. Your last words, Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, as leaving the world, Allahumma ghfirli warhamni walhiqni birrafiqil a'la. So can there be anybody as great as the Beast of Allah Islam? But the last words, Allahumma ghfirli. So at no time you feel comfortable with yourself. But as Shaykhul Hind, Maulana Mahmood Hasan Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, who made jihad against the English and they were taken as prisoner to Malta. The cold, lived there, suffered the cold for 3 years. At an advanced old age, sickly, one morning the Satis noticed that there was some worry. He was distressed. So this great Zubanuddin everybody doesn't have the courage to speak to them directly. There's a certain awe. The awe comes Allah Ta'ala. How much you fear Allah Ta'ala, that Allah Ta'ala blesses you with some awe. So everybody doesn't have the courage to talk to them. But one of them was quite informal and he took the courage to ask, "I noticed you are so distressed. What is it?" So Allah replied, "But didn't you hear that there's a death sentence?" So the Khadim said that this will be waiting for Shahadat. So it came, so it's an occasion to rejoice. So I look at the words, his words. We did whatever for the years, sacrifice, difficulty, jail, starving, torture, we did everything, right? Everything went through. But معلوم نہیں کہ اس کے اندر نفس کا قید مزمر مخفی ہو. We don't know, there may be some element of nafs in this thing. After doing so much, but yet that concern, perhaps there is an element of nafs. Allah Pak speaks about the Mujahideen, and they also قَاتَلَ مَعَهُ وَرِبِّيُّونَ كَثِيرٌ. They didn't relent, they didn't give up show weakness. Ma wahanu lima asabahum fi sabilillah. Ma da'ufu. So they didn't give up. No. And what was the dua? Rabbana ighfir lana dhunubana wa israfana fi amrina. See that. Forgive our sins, our mistakes. So as you come closer to Allah Ta'ala, you take cognizance of your wrongs and your weaknesses. And as you are unmindful of Allah Ta'ala, then you become complacent of yourself. As you become closer to Allah Ta'ala, now, that's why the last king of India, Zafar Shah, he's got his poetry. It says, جب تک تھی نہیں اپنی خبر تو دیکھتے رہے لوگوں کی ای وہ ہنر. Then we didn't teach talk of ourselves. Then we said, this person is like this, he's got this problem here, he's got these things here, he's got these baggages. So we kept on looking at people's weaknesses and deficiencies. لیکن جب ذرا غریبان میں دیکھا, we looked within ourselves, تو جہاں میں کوئی برا نہ رہا. And I started looking within myself, then I found that nobody as bad as myself. Now, in spite of going to the heights of righteousness, piety, close to Allah Ta'ala, then جہاں میں کوئی برا نہ رہا. And I found nobody as bad as myself. So Allah Pak likes this. When you show that you're nothing, you show you are gunegar, you show that you're not worthy of anything. Allah Pak likes this. And when you start claiming that Allah, what about I did this much? What about I did? You make this type of claims, then you're in trouble. Because perhaps Shibli Rahmatullahi and his whole life is in sacrifice, jihad, righteousness, piety, whole life. Now he's asked in the grave, what did you bring? Where have you come? The whole life is in the path of Allah Ta'ala. Now he's asked, what have you brought? So he thought for a moment that perhaps in my actions there may be some weakness, right? Some problem in my actions. But yeah, my tawheed is right. So he presented the tawheed. So the answer came, Amma taskuru laylatal laban. You remember the night of the milk, the day you had some cramping in the stomach, and then you are claiming your tawheed. See, one is, you make a claim, right? Then you substantiate. One is, the person didn't make the claim, then it's all right. But when you made the claim, then لِمَ تَقُولُونَ مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ. Why are you saying things that you don't do yourself? Allah Pak doesn't like that. Therefore, the hadith says it, that لَا تَتَمَنَّوْ لِقَاءَ الْعَدُوْ. Don't long for the confrontation. Don't long, don't aspire for the confrontation. There are several reasons why they say that don't long for that. Although there's reward for jihad, shahadat, but don't long for that. So the reasons are multiple. Now that you are pretty well and comfortable, right, you are making this type of claims. But when there's an encounter, what will be your position then? Now you're saying this, but there's a genuine encounter then, what will you do? Will you be still the same? Or will you lose all that determination, courage, what will happen? You see that a woman got married to a prince, right? So now they're having some joy amongst themselves, happiness, whatever. And the prince heard some voice, you know, maybe a cockroach or whatever, right? So he heard something. He got into a shiver, he went under the bed. I hid himself. So the wife said, you know what, you'd rather separate me. Why? See, I was a slave girl, I belonged to so-and-so person, right? And we were traveling through the woods, we pitched our tent, and now my master was intimate with me, about to strike. So intimate, right? And there he heard the roaring of a lion. When he heard the roaring of the lion, he drew out his sword, he confronted the thing, and one stroke, and his head was off the body. Then he came back to me from the same place that he stopped. You know, he built up, right? From that point where he stopped, I had such a person, how can I stand with you? If I were a small, not even a mouse, a cockroach. So, at the time of the encounter, you don't know what will happen. When you don't know what can happen at the time of the encounter, then don't make this kind of claims. لِمَ تَقُولُونَ مَعَلَىٰ تَفْعَلُونَ. I tell the story, I saw something in this. In Myaswam, you know. So, that time that judo or karate just came up. Which are, you know, that person, one stroke, you can crack a brick, you know, break it. So we used to get excited, the young, first time we heard. So one person used to make all of, you know, judo and karate. Or, so I'm hearing all these claims from him. In the meanwhile, there was a rumor that there was some thief in the ustad houses. That time it's called the cottages, right? So the cottages is some thief. So, hey, you're the right person. Because you know judo, karate, black belt, and we know nothing, you know. So you're the right one to go. So we had to just stir him up. It took him more than 1 hour to put his tickets. So you see, at the time of encounter, you don't know what your mind would be like. Now, there's nothing around, so you make a lot of claims. The Bible says, كَبُورَ مَقْتَمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَنْ تَقُولُوا مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ. Make this type of claims that you don't do, then it's most disgusting to Allah Ta'ala. Don't make this claim. See that? لَا تُزَكُّوا أَنْفُسَكُمْ. Don't claim piety. You don't know what's in your heart. There is some filth there. What you know? So how can you claim these things here? If you carry on, ask Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness and hope in His mercy, not in your good works. Whatever it is, you ask and you hope in His mercy. And that should be the state of the mind, the heart, right till the very end. At no time you turn to complacency, pride. So you're talking about that Shibli Rahmatullahi, Amat Tasfuru Laylat al-Labn, right? So now you're claiming Tawheed, the day that you had a stomach ailment, right? Then you were supposed to be attributing it to Allah Ta'ala. يَمْسَسْكَ اللَّهُ بِدُورٍ فَلَا كَاشِفَ لَهُ. وَيُرِدْكَ بِخَيْرٍ فَلَا رَادَّ لِفَضْلِهِ. Supposed to be مَا يَفْتَحِ اللَّهُ لِلنَّاسِ مِنْ رَحْمَةٍ فَلَا مُمْسِكَ لَهُ إِلَّهُ. Supposed to be attributing everything to Allah Ta'ala, right? Because of your claim. But now, when you're making this claim, how do you attribute it to the milk? So you're not true in your claim of Tawheed. What if someone else mentioned this without a claim? Different. Now you are saying that I got Tawheed. What about this? You have to say, Allah, it's just your forgiveness, your mercy, your forgiveness that I wronged you. The very fact that you're doing righteous work, i'tikaf, roza, Ramadan, it's not in your achievement. It is just the grace of Allah Ta'ala. It is just the compassion, the grace, the favor of Allah Ta'ala that you need this way. Otherwise, there are billions of people in the world and they are all in wrong directions, everywhere they are, whatever they are doing. Right? It was just Allah Ta'ala's raham, karam, fazl that He selected you to be in His house. Right? So, don't count it as a favor to Allah Ta'ala. Rather, count it as a favor done to you. They say in Persian, they say, the king got hundreds of attendants, right? And he asked you to do a certain work, right? There's so many people around to do the khidmat. So many people. But from all those people he asked you, you're going to make this cup of tea for me. So you don't be proud of yourself. You see, the king needs me. Yeah. You must count it as a favor from hundreds of people, he chose you to be it, right? There's nobody, no short, nothing short. You know, I should think sometimes, under the verse, Asa Rabbuka, in tallaka kunna, ayyubdilahu khayram min kunna azwajan, khayram min kunna azwajan mu'minatin, qanitatin, ta'ibatin, abidatin. So I should think, you know, I was young, much younger. The Azwaj al-Mutahharat, our mothers, and they are the mothers of the Ummat, so there's nobody better than them. So then Allah said, Khairam min kunna muslimatin, mu'minatin, qanitatin. See now, can there be anybody superior than the Azwaj al-Mutahharat? Can't be. But it's just a matter of a second, like Allah can say, Kun, you become better than them. See, even they are told, so be careful. Just remain in your line. Don't overstep that mark. رَبُّهُ إِن طَلَّقَكُنَّ يُبْدِلَوْ أَزْوَاجًا خَيْرًا مِنْكُنَّ مُسْلِمَاتٍ مُؤْمِنَاتٍ. Can you think of something greater? Being the wife of the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and Sarkar-e-Dhu Alam Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, like the cream of the Ummah, right? Can you think of anything? But Allah tells them also, just be careful. أَصَى رَبُّهُ إِن طَلَّقَكُنَّ أَن يُبْدِلَهُ أَزْوَاجًا خَيْرًا مِنْكُنَّ مُسْلِمَاتٍ مُؤْمِنَاتٍ قَانِتَاتٍ تَائِبَاتٍ عَابِدَاتٍ سَائِحَاتٍ تَيِّبَاتٍ وَبْكَارًا. So Allah likes this. So there are three qualities for the acceptance. تُوَعَدُونَ لِكُلِّ أَوَّابٍ أَوَّابٍ تَسَّتِيَ Ahu Bukha Kahta, thrice, ask Allah for forgiveness. Wherever he is, whatever state, ask him for forgiveness. He doesn't think himself, no, I am right. He's not overconfident of himself. See that attitude. So Allah, the person considers himself to be weak, full of limitations, and therefore he asks for forgiveness. Second quality, tu'aduna, hadha ma tu'aduna bi kulli awwabin hafiz. Hafiz, what does it mean? So looking at tafsir now. It's safer to look at a tafsir than taking something from your mind. Because these mufassirin must have got it from the elders, and they got it from above, then from the sahaba kiram, radiyallahu anhu. So now that's clear, right? When you take it from your own mind, and that guesswork is not good, right? من قال في القرآن برأيه فأصاب فأخطأ. It's better to take it from there. So, Allah, see that. Madina Munawwara, there was one Hakim Saab. Every second leg, every second word, istighfar par, istighfar kar. Eventually I called him Hakim Astaghfirullah. He came here once, came to my house also. But I still just like him, humility. And in that humility, you say a police officer, istighfar kar. Arab police, istighfiru. So the police officer doesn't have to do with you. But that istighfar, ask Allah to forgive us. And you don't know that moment, it will coincide with the grace of Allah Ta'ala. Say, you made istighfar in the abundance, right? One moment, you just got it right. Then, puri zindagi ka kaam ban gaya bhai, dunya ka kaam ban gaya, akhirat ka ban, do jahan, dono jahan ka kaam ban gaya. Everything has worked out for you. Tuba liman kana fi sahifati istighfar kaseer. Compliments to that person. In his books of deeds, there's a lot of istighfar. So at no time you should consider yourself to be innocent in istighfar. If you, some things you can't see. La tu zakku, don't think yourself to be pious. Who are Allah? He knows what's in your heart. So you don't make this type of claims. So the second word is ma tu aduna likulli awwabin hafiz. Hafiz, who is that hafiz? He guards himself. At any situation, he guards himself. I must know the limit of Allah Ta'ala. I must not cross the limit. I must be always alert. I must be vigilant. I mustn't cross the limits of Allah Ta'ala at any time. Not in my mind, not in my tongue, not in my ears, not in my eyes, not in my time. But I mustn't cross the limits. See, he's got a monitor over him. But even in the mind, this person is a chore. How do you know? Any evidence? He's a sinner. He's a liar. How do you know? Have you got proper, sound evidence? Allah Pak asks you on the day of Qiyamah, then what happened to you? You made that claim on the day of Qiyamah as you were coming on the Pursirat, right? And you made a false charge against your brother. Allah will tell you, alright, you made a charge against your brother. Substantiate. Bring the evidence. You made a charge against your brother. Substantiate now. Prove it. Now you are right there. The fire is shooting up onto you. You made a claim against him. Now substantiate. Have you got the substance to prove your claim? So you remain there until that person forgives you. And you understand how difficult it is. Likulli awwab hafiz. You guard yourself for the statements, even for the thoughts that pass your mind. So one is the thought that pass your mind, involuntary, not accountable. But now you entertain the thought. He's a chore, he's a liar, he's like this, like this. You entertain those thoughts. You're trying to prove that no, he is like that. That's dangerous. But for that you need substantial proof in it. And you don't have the substantial proof, then dunya mein to kaam chal jayega. Here it will work out for you. But kya uske haan chalega kya? Will it work out for you there? In the battle of Badr, so Rasulullah Baqs sort of wanted to know the whereabouts of the kuffar, what's happening, what they are. So some people are sent for water, etc. So they apprehended one person. He's like the slave of the opposition, perhaps. Nabi Salaam is engaged in namaz, and they asked him, tell us, where's Abu Sufyan? So, I don't know anything about Abu Sufyan. But on this side, it's Abu Jahl, etc., etc. Utba Shiva. So, don't even, I'll tell you the truth. Again, do you know where's Abu Sufyan? No, I don't know. Shalakini. Rabbi Sam entered the namaz. He says, when he was telling the truth, then you all beat him. Because of the beating him, he was telling a lie. See that? So, sometimes just that circumstantial evidence is not sufficient. Some places may work out, but the circumstantial evidence is not to be applied in every situation. Yaqub al-Islam has applied it, right? When وَجَاءُوا بِقَمِيسِ عَلَىٰ دَمِنْ كَذِبْ, right? So when they sold Yusuf alayhi salam for a meager price, and they made up a story that, oh, the wolf came and ate him, right? جَاءُوا عَلَىٰ قَمِيسِ بِدَمِنْ كَذِبْ. They got some blood stains on the kurta. So you see, this is what happened. The wolf devoured him, right? So Yaqub al-Islam didn't accept the story. Well, sawwalat lakum anfusukum amra. It would have connived, planned it out. Right. Here he based on circumstantial evidence. Because that wolf must be very, very intelligent, that it only stained the kurta, it didn't tear it up. See? When he was eating Yusuf al-Islam up, so nicely he took it out to stain it with blood. So there was some circumstantial evidence. But every place, every occasion is not for circumstantial evidence. And we don't know what circumstantial evidence really refers to. Everything could be circumstance. Nabi is a Nabi, is different, right? So, this second quality, Hafiz, taking care of everything, eyes. Why do you have to look there? Why? Nowadays I tell the people that even you understand the identity, you know, looking at the number plate, you can identify, right? You spontaneously don't greet. Though you can see that my friend's car, it may be his wife is driving. Salaam alaikum. This put a problem, isn't it? So that's not, nowadays not sufficient. The world has become unruly. Right? People have become unscrupulous, right? When it's unscrupulous behavior everywhere, whether pedestrian, whether in the homes, whether on the road, right? Unscrupulous. So you have to take care of yourself. Amlik alik alisanak, yasak, baitak, take care of yourself. Because it's gone all rowdy, all mixed up. If it's all mixed up, then you take care of yourself. On the road also nowadays, you have to think about 10 things. Eh? You're driving, overtaking, speeding, whatever. You can't just drive randomly. Because there's hardly anybody that's following the traffic rules. So the same with life, people are not following the rules. If they're not following the rules, then you need to be taken care of. Be very, very, very careful. Going to a house, going to a dawah, whatever. But people are very unruly. I went for one program, so I came out 20 minutes before the time. So one musalli that I knew for some time is insisting I must come to his place. Amen. He had some plants on the, what they call it. You know, they stunt that thing's growth. So everything's like dwarfed. You get a mango tree, so small. So small. It's the way to. They show him all his plants, he said, come and have something. So I went now, seeing him to bed. So I sat down. There his wife's got jeans and all that, and she's coming to serve us. I see how unruly people are. Now, at the spot, can you correct the person? Is it easy to correct the person on the spot? So they're living a very unruly life. Mixed up, ways, the values, all off. So how careful you need to be. Even a gush mulaka, that's why they say you, देखिए ऑल द सुन्नत ऑन द साइड टू लुक इनसाइड एंड for a slight doubt that this person is not a male, right? So the type of clothing they're wearing now, sometimes you can't make out. Marj hai ya kaun sa janwar hai ya? Can't make out. How they dressed up, right? So you can't become just too open with them. You can't say, I'm very pleased to meet you, assalamu alaikum. Can't say that. You become so... So this Jamaat Usul, original Usul, please just hold on to it. Don't make your own additions. The original Usul for a lot of safety, a lot of protection, a lot of hifazat in that. A lot of hifazat. They also tell you, you did all the work, when you return, make istighfar. That means so much of sacrifice, left the home and everything. But then, there too they're saying, telling you, that if you don't think too much of yourself, make istighfar. See that? Understanding coming. And they ask you to look after yourself. Have your gaze down. Don't look this side, that side, phone, all that. Don't. Have your gaze down. See that original usul has got a lot of protection. The problem comes in where we put our 2 cents. So that barakat of the work is lost then. Because that work would have had so much of barakat, and we do all this nonsense, looking at phones, wasting our time, talking of layani, right? Like I said, at that time, between Asr and Maghrib was zikr time, Quran Sharif, zikr, and dua, we were crying. I was having tea and biscuits. So that whole spirit of the work is being destroyed. So it's a time now, we restore that spirit. Allah Pak gave us such a great ni'mat, and then we don't appreciate it. Isn't a gross misdemeanor, isn't it? Such a great ni'mat Allah Pak gave to Sumbat to save us, and save our progenies. And then we make it like a game. So it's a time to restore it, bring it back. Bring it back to the origin, how it was. So then you'll find this good spirit is there, people's lives are changing, people are coming to the mercy. So that's the second thing, right? One is Allah, one is Hafiz. When Khashiyya Rahman, the Ghaib, the third one is, you must have some Khashiyya. من خشي الرحمن بالغيب. Even you didn't see Allah Ta'ala, but you're conscious of Allah Ta'ala. من خاف مقام ربي. ایک دن خدا کے سامنے کھڑا ہونا ہے. I will stand before Allah Ta'ala one day. So the minute things, big things, small things, big things, right? But you are taking cognizance of it. See that fear. من خشي الرحمن. Though you didn't see Allah Ta'ala, but you got the consciousness of the presence of Allah. Allah Pak is watching. I can't escape. I may bluff other people, right? But Allah Pak, who's going to deceive Allah Ta'ala? When Khashiyya Rahman al-Ghayb, and the last quality, وَجَاءَ بِقَلْبِ مُنِيبِ. So I was wanting to see now what they say under Munib. Munib, أَنَابَ وَاتَّبِعْ سَبِيلَ مَنْ أَنَابَ. Right? But what the Mufassirin have to say about Munib, right? من خشي الرحمن وجاء بقلب منيب. So all of them have got this word here. It's kind of tawazu, ajzi ho, inkisari ho. He's turning to Allah Ta'ala, but with humility, I'm nothing. I'm always messing it up. Good works, favors, your favors, right? And I'm messing it up, Allah, please do forgive me. See that humility. That is the thing that attracts the attention of Allah Ta'ala. You know, it creates the attention, that attraction, and the sweetness in your ibadat. The more you add this ingredient of inabat, that means turning with humility, a submissive humility, or humble submission, a humble submission, spoiling things, do forgive Allah. I couldn't appreciate it like how I'm supposed to appreciate it. مَا قَدَرُ اللَّهُ حَقَّ قَدْرِ. But do forgive Allah. That humble submission. Right? Then you find that Allah fires you up. Day on tahajjud, namaz, you look after your eyes, you look after your ears, you look after your nose, you look after your nose also. I would happen to be coming inside here. Right? And people are coming in with perfume, women. Right? So, before it's only eyes, and tongue. Now even your nose have to cover. Understand, right? Allah Bhaktu Fina Sikha.